Welcome to your go-to source for entertainment.
Wait for it.
Gaming.
Wait for it.
Anime.
Plus Ultra!
Mr. Eric Almighty and Phil the Filipino? Yeah, they've got you covered. And all you gotta do is wait for it. This is the Wait For It Podcast.
Welcome back to the Wait For It Podcast. I'm one of your co-hosts, Mr. Eric Almighty. And for this week's episode, I'm going to overcome the overwhelming anxiety building up inside. I'm going to lift my head up for the crowd to see. And I'm going to go off on my guitar by nailing a killer solo. Oh, that's our protagonist, sorry. I am going to go over the plot, the characters, the animation, and anything else that I can fit in to convince you why you should watch Bocchi the Rock in less than 10 minutes. So, do you feel anxious? I mean, sure, we all do, but I'm talking about, like, crippling anxiety. Well, if your answer is yes, then welcome to the world of Hitori Goto, who's also known as Bocchi, whose extreme anxiety and social awkwardness has caused her to keep to herself, learning how to play the guitar, and only dream to be a rock star with friends of her own. You see, calling Bocchi an introvert is a start, but not nearly descriptive enough of a label because her emotional and social fuse is short. And one day, it's pushed to the brink when, out of the ordinary, she brings her guitar to school and gets way more than she bargained for. Nijika, the founder and drummer of a local unknown band, and you could say extreme extrovert compared to our main character, well, she's in a pickle. One of her guitarists ghosted her, and the band has a performance coming up. So, seeing the guitar that Bocchi has, she begs her to help a girl out. And, while to Bocchi, performing in front of a live crowd is probably the second worst thing that could have happened to her that day, the actual worst thing would be to say no to this random person to their face when she has no friends to begin with. So she begrudgingly goes with her. This starts a spiral of 0 to 100 as she gains new friends like fellow bandmate Rio, who is too cool for school and always up to no good. Also, always broke. And then you have the new vocalist of the band, Ikuyo, who is another extrovert in the group, but who is really just another side of the coin of that crippling anxiety that we talked about earlier. And what's great about the show is focusing on Bocchi being put into all these scenarios with these different personalities. It's just genuinely funny. Mental health is a serious thing and it's not a joke, but it is hard not to let out a chuckle or an actual laugh when seeing it displayed in such an accurate yet over-the-top way. The animation in this show is superb, like absolutely gorgeous, but where it really impressed me was the way that it seems to seamlessly transition to other art styles, especially and mainly during Bocchi's internal and sometimes external breakdowns. It's both eye-appealing and disturbing to look at sometimes, which, again, leads to the hilariousness this show tends to lean on as a strength. The voice acting is also very, very good. It's only available in subtitles, which was a little bit of a bummer. I really feel like this show could really benefit from having a dub option, especially because my son watched this, and though he was very thoroughly entertained despite not understanding a word of the show, it honestly would have been nice to hear it in English for just another option to listen to. But the sub, amazing, and it really, really just added on to as a strength, both in the comedy and the overall theme that the show is going for. And the show has a great opening, but just talking about that would be a disservice. The music in general here is really strong, and at the very least, if you love watching someone play and absolutely go ham with a guitar, then this is probably for you. Again, mental health is a real thing we have to fight against, some more than others, and it's nice to see a show deliver that in both a hilarious and tasteful way. This is definitely a comfort anime, and it never goes too dark, but that doesn't downplay the realness of what is on display, even in its most bombastic depictions of anxiety, which are both very legit, but also extremely dramatic. Bocchi the Rock is one of those anime that just make you feel really good after watching it. It has good character dynamic and growth, stellar animation, and the great music just ties it all together as my present to you. So, put it on your watch list, it's on your radar, and just thank me later. If you're already a listener of the Way Forward podcast, we cannot thank you enough for all of your support, especially on series like this. If you're new to the podcast, or you joined us at Bold Matsuri and got to meet us there, you're coming from that event, thanks for giving us a listen. We got a lot of great stuff going on in the podcast in the month of July. Earlier this month, we did the Creator Spotlight, highlighting a local business called the Nakama Anime Bar here in Jacksonville, Florida. You're not going to want to miss that episode. In addition to multiple series we have going on in the podcast, if you were at Bold Matsuri, we have interviews with some of your favorite voice actors from the event, and that episode will be dropping at the end of July. If you want to see everything that we've got going on for the podcast, you can follow us on all of our social media. The link tree is in the show notes of this episode. And if you're willing to go to the extra mile like our Patreon Briar, feel free to join our Patreon, get exclusive content, and bonus things that you can't get elsewhere for this show. With all of that being said, my name is Mr. Eric Almighty, and please don't forget, we release new episodes every Monday and Wednesday with bonus content on platforms like TikTok, and all you gotta do is wait for it.
So, I heard you're looking for a go-to source for entertainment.
Wait for it?
Gaming?
Wait for it?
Anime?
Plus Ultra!
Mr. Eric Almighty and Phil the Filipino? Yeah, they've got you covered. And all you gotta do is wait for it. This is the Wait For It Podcast.